The next patient is Marisa Fernandez. The last name is Fernandez. Marisa, Marisa. 58-year-old Hispanic female who is a polycystic kidney disease patient. The patient has been experiencing pain in the left back. It stayed present for about 6 to 7 days. And recently she has noticed a pinkish decoloration of the urine. When we look at the laboratory workup, there is evidence of RBC 6 to 10. And this laboratory workup was done December the 7th of 2023, period. In the culture, was negative. It's not an infection. In the laboratory workup that was done the same day, the CBC shows that the patient has anemia of 10.7. We will be very attentive when we have a history of oral iron intolerance, and apparently there was a rash many years ago, more than 6, when she was given an infusion of iron while she was living in Miami. We're going to keep that in mind, and we will refer the patient to the hematologist if the anemia continues to be present. On the other hand, the patient has, in the comprehensive metabolic profile, a serum creatinine that is 4.2, an estimated GFR of 12, serum electrolytes are with their normal limits. There, the potassium is 4.6 and the CO2 is 23. To the physical examination, there is no evidence of fluid overload. The protein creatinine ratio continues to be in the same range, 982 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The patient has been undergoing pre-transplant evaluation at the Cleveland Clinic. Period, they know that the patient is reaching end-stage renal disease, and for that reason, a AV graft will be placed on December the 29th of 2023, period. According to the venous mapping and the information given for the patient, the most likely situation is going to be the need for a graft, period. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today, 144 over 80. Following over gastroesophageal reflux disease that is controlled with the administration of famotidine. Following over, the patient has atrial fibrillation that is not anticoagulated at the present time. Following number, hyperuricemia that is under control. A paragraph, we spend 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, in the documentation 6 minutes.